I still want it. Still one of your dumb shits.
that. One of
Great way
my
to start the
bad.
show.
Bad. I've been telling. That's one where I've been telling dad jokes since we were in college, at least.
Yep. I kind of forget sometimes, and then you'll drop one, and it's like, God. And the thing is, like, as I get older, I appreciate it more. It's more the sabotage of it than it is anything else. Because, my sense of humor is quite quite dark. So yeah, getting something like so homogen not homogenous, the hell word am I looking for? Oh well.
I don't know. I have
Family
no idea.
family oriented. Wholesome. That's what I was looking for. Wholesome. That it's like, wait, will you like that? It's like, I didn't really like it, but I appreciate being surprised. So oh, much like I remember last week, you said you weren't too worried about McCarthy being the Steelers head coach. Boy. Oh, boy. Boy, how things have changed, huh?
This has been a saga that has largely gone uncovered on this podcast, because I don't believe we really talked about Mike Tomlin stepping down
We did off
is
air, yeah.
so into the recorded portion of this we have not done so, and that is something that comes with deep disappointment from yours truly, quite frankly. Really kind of love what that guy brought to a press conference. I mean, that guy really did something without having a quarterback for approximately, I need to, because what? Roethlisberger retired in 21. So he didn't have a quarterback since about 2018 when Roethlisberger blew his elbow out. The fact that somehow that man managed to have winning teams without having a quarterback for like half of his tenure in Pittsburgh is fucking amazing, as far as I'm concerned.
Who's the general manager? Was it him as well?
Well, he does have a lot of input into this. But
Okay.
Kevin Colbert was the general manager for most of the time there. Omar Khan has taken over the last, I want to say this is his third year in charge now. Or
Yeah.
this will be his third draft in charge, I should say, coming up. It's going to be interesting. I did not expect Mike McCarthy to really be the guy. I thought the Steelers would continue to go young coach route, as they had with Bill Cowher, as they had with Mike Tomlin, and really even as they had with Chuck Knoll, who was not terribly old when he got his start in Pittsburgh
Yeah.
also. So it's a little bit of a surprise to get someone who's 63. You are 100% not going to get 20 years out of that. So that average in Pittsburgh is going to come down no matter what McCarthy brings to the table. I will be interested to see now if they decide to take a chance at quarterback still this year, or if they roll with Will Howard. If they have Aaron Rodgers back, like I really don't know about that. Not that he played poorly. He probably was their best choice out of a bunch of not great options. He played well with Mike Tomlin. He could play well with his former head coach in Green Bay. So, but you could also tell that he was 42, and then this coming season he's going to be 43. All of the 40-plus-year-old quarterbacks playing this year, kudos to all of them. But also, all of them did not want to be hit in the least bit. They avoided contact to a fault, all of them. Joe Flacco, I didn't see Philip Rivers play, but that man wasn't mobile to start with. I'm sure he's
Yeah.
not mobile at 45.
Especially what, 5 years off as well, or 4 years off, whatever it was,
Yeah, whatever it was. So I'm going to assume that he was wincing pretty hard when he got hit too. Just 'cause it's the nature of the business, you're just going to get hit. So, but that is a real detriment in a very quarterback heavy league at this point. I'd rather see Will Howard jump the jump Mason Rudolph, leave Mason as the backup, and just fucking roll the dice, man. Go young, and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what quarterbacks are coming out in this draft.
The list got pretty thin. Most of the ones that they said were going to come out ended up going back into school. Dante Moore for Oregon being one of them. I believe Lenoris Sellers for South Carolina was going back to school.
Which that one's never made sense to me. He can't stay healthy, and it's not like he's tearing it up. I understand it's South Carolina, but being well, local, whatever. I've never seen it. I don't understand that one at all, but whatever, that's bad opinion.
I was kind of okay. I watched a couple of early season games, but those are kind of like you have to take them with a grain of salt because they're early season games.
I'm looking at the quarterbacks. You got Mendoza, obviously. Ty Simpson, Nussmeier,
No.
who probably should have came out last year. Carson Beck, who I didn't
And that's
realize was
kind of
6'4". Carson Beck's what,
nothing.
37 years old? He should work out.
Nussmeier is kind of an interesting one. His stock has dropped, but it's like I kind of liked the one Pitt, the Steelers reporter I listened to, Alan Saunders, mentioned that he's just like, you know what the Patriots did? They're like, hey, Mac Jones, you're the guy. And they're like, hey, this didn't work out, so we're gonna draft Drake May. And see if this works out. Like, they didn't hold on to the situation for too long, but they gave it a chance. And it's just like, I kind of like that logic, if you will. I'm not sure that the Steelers will engage in said logic.
Well,
But it is wild. Like this happened. This legitimately, in my lifetime, has only happened twice. The Steelers changing coaches.
Well, are you?
Because I was there with the Noll to Cower transition, but I was very young, or at
True.
least fairly young.
I mean, are you looking at the Steelers as a rebuild? I mean, you
No.
got, I mean,
No, they have a lot of stuff that they can work with currently. And that's the other thing that is, A, they said they still expect to compete. And I think they can. Omar Khan and Andy Weidel, who came over from the Eagles and is kind of more the draft guy, and Khan's the cap guy still, more the business side of the Steelers. They've done a good job of kind of getting fresh talent in there, and they're headed in the right direction. Even with people like Cam Hayward and TJ Watt starting to phase out, depending upon what they decide to do at linebacker here, because they have two. Alex Highsmith has been really good, and it really started to break out this year. What's his name? Oh, sugar. He's the 51. Why am I forgetting his name?
That's your team. So, got
Oh,
no idea.
Nick something.
Bosa?
No. I'm dying here. Because I can't search it fast enough. Nick Herbig, who they drafted out of Wisconsin a couple of years ago. A little undersized, but he's a good outside linebacker, and definitely uses his speed to his advantage.
Okay.
So like they have three, two on the younger side. Herbig's really young, but Highsmith is kind of one of those like middle career kind of guys. And I mean, Watt is kind of, ooh, he's slowing down a little bit. He definitely did not have his best year this past year.
Well, having somebody puncture your lungs is going to do that too. So
That part did not help out
crazy. I didn't realize it
in
was a
the
dry
least.
needle thing. Like, where are you getting dry needled? Your pec? Like, is that where he was getting dry needled?
I don't know.
That's
I
because there's,
honestly did not read too much about that
that's
one.
crazy. I've had that done to my hip, and they got to watch out for the nerves around there. But doing, I mean, you got punctured with a dry needle. They're not that long. At least I don't know. I didn't see, but I saw them on the table after. It's weird. You don't feel anything. It's the weirdest thing ever. You don't feel it
Oh.
going in, but you feel the tension go away. Like, that was strange. But I can't imagine, like, you're just laying there and also some idiot punctured your lung. Jesus Christ. It doesn't a punctured lung sound like your career's over? And they're
And
just
it's
like, I'll be back in a few weeks.
it's 3 weeks off.
Yeah. I got a month vacation to take. I'll be back. Like, wait, what?
NBD.
Yeah, all right. But we did not bring that
NBD.
up. I remember I saw that when we were out Saturday before our ice storm that didn't hit until late Sunday.
Oh
And now
yeah.
we're going to get
Well,
6 inches of snow starting tomorrow.
yeah, we still have 13 inches sitting on the ground,
Do you
so.
really? Oh, I know. I like seeing that stuff. I don't want to live in it or drive in it.
It has been no
Oh.
warmer than 18 degrees this week.
Yeah.
So yeah, snow did not melt
I
at
don't
all.
I remember as a kid just loving it. Being down here, I'm like, it snows a couple inches, stuff shuts down. I'm like, this is awesome. And then it goes away in a couple days. So it's great.
There are a couple of places around the house here that have some good sledding hills. Not a lot of those in central or western Ohio, but there is enough terrain in the close proximity to sled, which
When's the last time you went sledding? Like
too
for
long
real?
ago, sir. Too long
Okay.
ago.
The last time I remember it was on front campus at Kent and how dangerous that was because we would take the stairs back up and go back down the hill. And you're like, oh, that was fun. But I guess as an adult, sledding's idiotic. You can't control anything. Like you're at the mercy of whatever you're on and gravity. You have like, even if you bail, depending on your speed, you're flailing. Like that's a dumb, like skiing, snowboarding, snowshoeing, like all that stuff. You can control it. Yeah, obviously bad things happen, but at least you've got something to control your maximum. A sled is what, a round saucer now? With ropes for handles, which is a plastic one, and they always pull out of the plastic, you're screwed.
We used to have the plastic, I would call it a surfboard style.
Yeah.
Was definitely popular when we were doing the majority of our sledding, because much to your point, one time I ran into a tree in my parents' backyard and smashed my Hulk sled. I was very disappointed that I had done that to the Incredible Hulk, quite frankly.
Yeah, they used to give us cool shit back then, like, Captain America. I think I had a Superman one. Now it's just pink, blue, and they're more expensive. Like, I mean, obviously things are gonna be more expensive now, but like, there's no even like intricacy to these things. They're not even any more rugged. They're made to be disposable. So, well, hopefully you get about 4 or 5 times on this thing before something cracks eventually. Like, but we were watching, like, I watched sledding videos on Instagram, people just nailing stuff. And I was like, I remember kids doing that. And I guess kids are more resilient. They haven't had years of wear and tear. So they can bounce up. But, oh, so.
I noticed that a few summers ago when I did entirely too much tubing at the lake, and I'm just like, oh. It's not as fun to recover from these bruises anymore. This
Nope.
used to be just entertainment, but now this is really painful entertainment, and I do not like
Yeah, I really wish I would
it.
have savored that stuff. And then also, like, seeing athletic performances now, I have such a greater appreciation for them to
Oh.
where I didn't when I was younger. You know, like, oh yeah, you're doing something cool, whatever. And now I'm like, they're doing that. Like, that is,
Well, and that's
you know.
again also why to double back a little bit, Aaron Rodgers and the 40-plus-year-old quarterbacks, do not blame them. I was not getting hit by NFL linebackers or NFL linemen in my 40s. I was just hitting a few waves, just a few waves, and I was like, yeah, I'm out. I don't want to get hit by a 300-pound gentleman wearing shoulder pads. No, thank you, sir.
No, but I remember how like haphazard and dangerous we were just playing tackle football in the backyard.
Well,
You
or even,
know?
yeah, even the sledding. There was a time, I remember one time where we actually had there, it was just ice. It had snowed like a foot or something like that. And then it had sleeted or rained a little bit, but then froze back over. So it was just a sheet of ice
Oh, yeah.
over the snow. And we actually like used a staff and had holes in the ice so that we could climb up to the top of the hill and then go down. And it's just like that is a death wish.
Yeah.
And again, like when I'm like, oh yeah, people should really wear helmets, riding a bike. I'm like, yeah, I understand. I don't know how I did not kill myself. I've said that before on the
Yeah.
podcast.
Oh,
I
yeah.
the fact that
What was that? Why
I
was there a
have
hand on the screen?
I evidently raised my hand for some reason. Did not
You're
mean to do
hosting.
that. Did
Hey,
not mean.
I got a question. Let me interrupt myself for the question I have. It's a
I
fucking
didn't realize I even
team
clicked the
sucks.
mouse to
This
do
isn't even
that.
Teams, Zoom, whatever. Oh, anyways, I guess we should get the wrestling because I do have some compliments to lay out for AEW. Not a lot, but I got some. But we have to come with the Royal Rumble too, so.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about AEW. I was like, oh my God, Revolution is not until March.
Yeah, we talked about that Tuesday. It is a long ways away. And they Yeah. Like,
That kind of sometimes when I see stuff like that, I'm like, it just sets a tone for me for how that show's going to work.
yeah. Well, they usually br isn't when is Winners Coming? Have they had that already? Because that's usually like the in between. Because they always have like the one at the end of the year and then not nothing until March. So
Well, I mean, winter came already. It came all
oh,
over Columbus.
no, never mind. It's Grand Slam. That's what they're building for. I just remembered that. They had mentioned it on the show. So, yeah.
Oh, forgot about that, honestly. So.
Yeah. But, well, yeah. I mean, that was the focus that,
Oh, they were all the singles guys were trying to get to.
yeah. Well, I didn't mind. I actually liked the end of the show. Well, I liked and didn't like the end of the show. The main event should have been Statlander and Tekla.
Oh
That's a
man.
championship match. It's the women's championship match. Why is that not ending the show? You can still do all that stuff with MJF at the end of the show afterwards, which you didn't need to. You could have done it any time. But
Oh, right.
it was kind of a few thoughts in there, but I thought the women's
Yeah,
match.
there are, because that to me was the best match of the night.
The women's match?
Yes.
Yeah, I liked it quite a bit.
Yeah,
And
that was definitely my favorite match of the night. So, yeah, in hindsight, definitely should have been the main event.
well, it should have been the main event to begin with. That's a
Yeah.
women's championship match. That's not a mid-card thing. And people are, I've heard that Statlander's title reign's been kind of like, eh. All right, that's fair. But this is something you've been building and you put it in the middle of the show. Like, what are you doing? Give the women their props. Like, I guess it's not Mercedes Moné, so it can't be the end. I don't know, but it just seems like a women's championship match that's had weeks of build should have been the main event.
This was one of the few things that had, like you said, received quite a build, honestly. Like they've had this ongoing kind of trios feud here for a month or so now. And yeah, it really was the culmination, especially since earlier in the evening, Willow and Harley also challenged Julia Hart and Sky Blue to a championship match this on Collision.
I believe, but yeah, it's Collision, I believe. Collision's got a decent show, so it'll be nice because the Royal Rumble will be over. So I get a little break, and then if you want to watch it. And since we're getting snowed in, that's all I'm doing this weekend. So, but yeah.
yeah, those two in the afternoon shows are pretty interesting.
I like these afternoon shows. Makes it for easy viewing, that's for sure. I'm not doing anything anyways. So I can't drink right now. So no going to the breweries.
Yeah,
So,
well,
oh yeah,
that's
I'll tell you about that later. But
Well, let's steer it back to AEW
yeah.
before we get to rumbleness. Yeah, Tekla and Statlander was great. Statlander is in the same spot that or at least in a similar spot that Stephanie Vaquer is in, where because the women are all involved in other stuff, she does not have a good pool of challengers.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like, because I think both rosters have the kind of the same problem, where it's just like, I think you guys all have the bodies now, but you don't direct them to the right divisions, and it screws up championship reigns on a regular basis. You know, like I feel like we started talking about this phenomenon. Like the first one I remember in recent history was Ronda Rousey's second reign. Was it Rousey?
I forgot she even had a second reign, to be honest.
I think that's who it was, but I mean,
Oh, yeah, because she lost to Alexa Bliss on a cash-in, and then she beat Alexa Bliss to get it back, right?
yeah,
Was
and
that?
then
Yeah.
like they just barely had her on TV. When she was on TV, she was feuding with just nobodies. And it's just like, oh my gosh, like that mystique is so gone right now. And it's mostly a fumbling on your part because you didn't have any challengers for her, and not, you know, she didn't help out at all. But
Well, no.
you know, and I do think that's one of those things that maybe will be good, and I'll be interested to see if it carries over with Statlander, is that I do think Tekla made her character more focused and like a better character to put on TV. Like, because of the change back to the alien thing, it was a little bit weird at first, but maybe because they've pivoted at least a little bit, and not made her kind of like a Mork or something like that, a male Mork or a female
You're gonna
Mork.
have to update your references, dude.
I
Do you
know,
understand
like
how long ago that was?
I got nothing though. Like
You can't even use Alf.
Alf is not a whole lot
What?
newer.
Is there any alien shows? 30 Rock? No, 30 Rock from the Sun?
Third Rock from
Roger.
the Sun, and there was recently the one where an alien inhabited some guy's body. I think it was on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, no one knows a Resident Alien, but
Resident
no one knows that
Alien.
reference. I guess Roger from Family from American Dad.
American Dad.
Yeah. Oh, there's really no alien haha TV anymore, is there?
Yeah,
That I know of.
the alien TV has really dried up.
All right. Anyway, sorry. I think one of the problems with Statlander though is she's the muscle girl, right? But she never comes off as the most powerful. It's always it, maybe it's just an AEW problem too, except for the opening match. But it's like there's never been something where she's been like the dominant one. You know, like physically dominant where the other person has to out muscle her. Or I'm sorry, not out, well, the
Yeah,
bigger girls obviously out muscle.
but it doesn't even seem like when she's had that match with Megan Bain, because they have had matches.
Yeah, she had a championship match. Yeah.
I still don't feel like it's a power on, like they bill it as power on power, but the way Statlander wrestles doesn't really, it's not really a power base.
Right. Yeah.
Megan Bain definitely uses a power
Oh,
base.
yeah. Definitely.
So it is kind of weird. I mean, because Statlander is one of the, bigger women on the AEW roster.
Yeah. Yes. Although I've noticed last week she's trimmed down, like getting not thin, that's not the right word. She's still thick and muscular, don't get me wrong, but it's like you can tell she's cutting weight for some reason. So
I thought she looked really good
yeah.
this week,
Well,
honestly,
or
because
week before, the week
you
before,
said,
week
because
before.
the week
Week
before
four, it's a couple of years ago. Yeah, always been a fan. So that's why I was trying to
but
tiptoe on that one. Not implying she needed to. It's just something, you'd notice.
Yeah,
So
it definitely seems like she is trying something out in the physique composition department.
Yeah, and if it works, great, but I don't know, someone's gotta pull her aside and be like, you're either the muscle mommy or you're not. Because Megan Bain, she presents herself. I guess maybe it's the stoic aspect of Megan Bain. She's tall. I think she was taller than Statlander, or is taller than Statlander.
Yeah, I believe
So
so.
I guess that helps. But it's not like, I mean, you put Julia Hart in there. Julia Hart looks like a teenager compared to her. So it's like, and I'm just using Julia as the example here.
Well, yeah, she, her, and well, what's her name? Thea Hale kind of have the same problem. It's just like, I can still tell you're like 21.
Yes.
Like, I, or, and Julia Hart's not that much older. Like, she might be 22 or 23 at this
Yes.
point, but
Yeah,
it's
she's
just
young
like,
too.
it's just like, yeah, Yen's just all look really young.
Yep. And just because we're double their age. Or more than double for some of us. So, but yeah. But no, I just thought it was a mistake, and I think that's on Tony Khan, by the way. I mean, he's got his toys that he likes playing with. And Toni Storm's one of them. She got main events. Mercedes Moné, she got main events. The end.
What are you doing for stat here? Help,
Yeah.
help.
Oh, I mean.
Well, and it's another one of those. He likes the out, he seemingly likes the outside toys more than the homegrown toys.
What are you talking about? Andrade's really paid his dues in AEW to get these main event slots and the major push he's gotten. You know, he was a pain in the ass before when he got to AEW, got his release, left. Oh, it was a pain in the ass in WWE, got released, came back to AEW. Tony Khan's like, you're going to the top. That's fair. And if I'm, if, well, I was going to talk about this anyway, so let's get into it. If I'm
Sure.
some of the other talent, I'm like, hey, what the fuck is this? This guy was a pain in the ass. That's why you finally end up letting him go. Now, all of a sudden, like, there's something weird there. And if I'm the other talent, I'm like, this isn't acceptable. How many guys are still toiling in the same spot? And this guy comes in and just takes over.
Well, I'm still questioning whether he will truly end up taking over. It is wild, though, to already have a win over Swerve
Yes.
under your belt. Shenanigans aside, it is wild that he has such a W
Yeah.
already. 'Cause just like, it makes sense from the storyline perspective because Don Callis' family has evergreen beef with Kenny Omega, who is also in this situation. So, in that, it makes some sense. And I do feel like it's kind of interesting. I'm like, Swerve can eat this loss, can he? You know, like Swerve's
Oh,
kind
yeah,
of a
yes.
made guy now, so it's like whatever. You know, like I kind of started looking at it after the fact because I definitely had an initial shock about it where I was like, oh, I was not expecting that to happen at all.
When he kicked him in the balls, like, this better be the end. And when he did
Oh,
beat him, I
yeah.
was like, oh, okay. And that's when I started going, why? Like, I guess it's too obvious that Swerve would win. So I'm not going to complain about the change of direction. You know, I've been complaining that there's no surprising moments.
Oh,
At the
right.
same time, this isn't the surprising moment guy. I'm going to go back to it. This was the guy that was a pain in the ass. And you're rewarding him by coming back, you know? Like, I don't know.
It is a weird spot that he finds himself in. Maybe not weird for him, I guess, but it is wild that it's just like I didn't use you the first time, but you know what? This time I'm really gonna use you. And he's really gonna use him, and I guess I'm surprised. It still just feels like this character hasn't changed now in a decade at this juncture. You know, no matter where he's gone, it was great with Zelina Vega. They fucked it up in the WWE, and the man just seemingly has not recovered from that. So it's really weird because like he didn't really do anything in AEW. Character stayed the same. First go round, yeah, doesn't do anything back in the WWE. Because it was another one where it's just like I don't know, dude. Like you seemingly do a lot of stuff well, but I don't know why he just doesn't seem to mesh with the roster for whatever reason. And I don't know what it is. Like it's really weird. Like a lot of the guys seem to be able to wrestle the other guys, and for some reason, I don't know, he just felt off-putting for some reason or another. And I don't know what it was.
Well, now we've got him in
Exactly.
the championship chase. This is why I like the end of the show. You know, MJF, he's got his thing with Brody King right now. You know, just a holdover. That's all it is. Brody King's gonna lose. He's not gonna win. I'm sorry, he's not gonna win the title. He's just gonna go back to where he was. Like, that's what happens. And that's why I think
Oh.
that's why it's confounding to me that
Yeah, Brody
Andrade just
King.
slides right in.
Brody King is now in the Will Hobbs wheelhouse here now, where they'll build him up for something every now and again, but ultimately he's never gonna really get over the hump, and he's just they're like, oh man, he's big and bad, and it's just like, well, okay, but he loses every single match that's important,
Or wins meaningless ones. And
yeah, and wins meaningless ones.
yeah.
It's just
I
like
mean,
I know what this guy's up to.
yeah.
Like, as much as I like Brody King personally, it's just like it just makes him a lot less interesting. It's just like, yeah, like I see what status he has, and it's just
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at by inserting Andrade into this and effectively taking Swerve out of it a little bit. Which is all right. Swerve will be built back up. I mean, he's a made guy.
yeah.
But it's like, well, look at Okada. Takeshita. There's in the middle. Like there's they have storylines, but they're not doing like Okada, what title does he have? I forget. International?
I believe it's the International,
Okay,
yeah.
sure. I was like, why has he got a title? Like,
'Cause
oh
that's
yeah.
that's the joint title. Because yeah, he lost the Continental to technically
Moxley.
to Jon Moxley,
Yeah.
even though he never lost to Jon Moxley, I don't think, but
Yeah, he
whatever.
did. It's pay-per-view. Yeah. Moxley beat
Oh,
him in the
well, sh
Continental Classic final. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what happens when you don't
But
get a
it's like, all right,
pay-per-view.
like Moxley has gone down the card naturally. He was at the top and he's slowly going down to be the face again and, take on Don Callis' family. Like, he's in the position where I think he should be now. He's had such a run on top that I was like, all right, we got to make room for some other people. So that's like a natural progression. So I can't even put him in this category anymore. But like Okada gets brought in. He's been a middle guy the whole time. We keep being told Takeshita's the next coming. He's a middle guy.
He does not help himself. Like, I get he can brag about having an AEW and New Japan contract. Well, actually, it doesn't really hurt him in New Japan. Is he still the champion?
No, he lost. No, he
Oh,
lost.
okay.
So,
Well, then, yeah, I don't think it helps him with either company then. You
but a lot
know,
of these
like,
guys have those two contracts now, CMLL and AEW, New Japan, AEW. It's like pick its company, man.
yeah, like I just think that I mean, I guess if it works out financially for them, great.
Yes.
But also in the other respect, like neither company is really going to push you because you're only there part time, and that's to me Takeshita's biggest problem, where it's just like, oh, sorry guys, I'm going to be gone for like a month and a half, and it's just like.
Well, how are we supposed to program it into a story? I mean, I guess you have the dates, but after that storyline's over, you're gone for a month and a half or 2 months. So now we got to start all over
Yeah,
again.
yeah, and it's always like it's one thing when you're just kind of taking a break, like we've talked about before, where it's just like your character has, just kind of grown stale, and you just need to be off TV for a little bit. He's never gotten to that point. Like, he still almost feels like a fresh face because he keeps on like leaving for a month and a half at a time.
Yeah. Just keeps coming in like the Don Callis family with well, poor Jake something, but or what's his
Oh,
name now?
Jake Doyle.
Yeah. So that sucks. You could see immediately something was wrong too. That really sucked. But
Yeah, that was not fun part. Because I mean, I did think that was a good looking tag team of
yeah, surprisingly,
Jake
right?
Doyle and Mark. Yeah, Mark Davis didn't seem to have a spot outside of the tag team division. Bring in another guy, basically the same size.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
It's kind of fun
And
seeing two bruisers again. Like, that's all they
yeah.
really were. I was like,
And
oh, that's
plus,
pretty cool.
it's something that AEW doesn't have a lot of.
Right. Yeah.
So it stands out. And it's just like, oh yeah, you guys can actually make something of this Don Callis family tag team. And yeah, poor guy hurts himself. Well,
Yeah.
A, it's weird that you're already given a championship match, but then B, blows his biceps, and that is not an easy one to recover from.
Well, speaking of getting a con, this one actually makes sense if you remember the history of it. The debuting Tommaso Ciampa gets a TNT title match this Saturday on Collision. And it's like, oh, well, that makes sense because that's what the TNT title was when Cody had it.
And it was an open challenge, if I'm not mistaken. So they did play into it. I mentioned him earlier. I guess I was surprised that Will Hobbs had not been in on WWE TV yet, whether in NXT or on the main roster.
Well, maybe Saturday.
Yeah, they could be saving that as a surprise for the Rumble. We shall find out on that front. But Tommaso Ciampa did not waste any time. And this is another one where I'm just like, oh, so you're just going back to your old gimmick, huh? But you know what? I do think that he'll work better in AEW than he does in the WWE at this juncture.
He wasn't going anywhere with in WWE. And he's been there for 10, 12 years at the NXT and beyond. And he was never supposed to be there. You know, like him and Johnny were both just tryout guys. And then they brought in back when NXT used to just bring in guys to bring in people. So, and you know, that's when NXT was really the better brand, you know, like it was the better show, wrestling wise, character wise, story wise. And going to the main roster, it wasn't working. So.
It's still even under Triple H, and at least when both of those guys actually came up, it was still Vince, but Land of the Giants still on the main roster.
Yeah, it became very clear, and it's really clear with Johnny, which they've kind of hidden, that wow, they're small. You know, like they're just normal human beings, but even like
They're ripped, but it's just like, hey, guys, I'm sorry, like you're still a buck 90 going against a guy who's like 235. Like, I didn't see the 45-pound difference here.
So I was happy for him. I kind of figured once he said he was done with WWE, he was going to AEW anyways. I think like anyone who leaves WWE now, and I don't know what you think about this, but you leave WWE, your choices are overseas, AEW. And the reason I say that is with TNA's working relationship with WWE, it's like how much pull does WWE have in that? Do you want to be involved with TNA knowing WWE has hands in it? Now, whether you know they want to admit how many fingers are clawing in that or not, but no, it's pretty clear.
I feel like some of the younger people that think they can make their way back to the WWE might take that route. I'm not surprised that some of these older people, and I would put Andrade into that category too, that are just like, yeah, we're just going over here. Like we're obviously done with those jokers at this point.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Gargano eventually leave either.
He's either leaving or training, one of the two.
Yeah,
Like,
that was the other route, but I think he's at where he's at. I don't see any title runs. Because did he take on Ilya?
I
Right?
no, because Ciampa was. Oh yeah, he did first because he gave a shot to him instead of Ciampa. Because Ciampa was being a jackass.
Yes, that's right. Okay. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yep, took a second to jog that memory cell there. Ciampa in a better spot in AEW, I think, overall. I don't think he'll end up doing anything wild, but overall, he's a good body to have around, though.
It is, but it's like he's gonna be the new toy. He's probably gonna job out to Mark Briscoe because everyone who comes to AEW normally loses immediately. So,
Oh, yeah.
but I think
That
it'd be a
is
hell of
going
a
to be the
surprise if he
problem.
won. But because, Mark Briscoe's, as much as I like him, he shows up this week. He's in a championship match. Like, oh, hey, Mark Briscoe's still here. So,
He's one of those guys that's going to be popular no matter what and does not need a championship. As much as I will never argue against him winning a championship if they put him in that position, also he's charismatic enough that he will make the best out of whatever he ends up with.
Yeah, he will. So, yeah, I thought the debut for Ciampa was cool too. Like, oh, that's cool. Good for him. I got no problems. But it's like AEW doesn't need more wrestlers though. What we were talking about in the chat. Like Jon Moxley takes on Ace Austin and Chris goes, "Who the hell is Ace Austin?" I was like, "Well, let me educate you." And then he leaves TNA, which he was dead. Like TNA's mishandled a bunch of people. Like they never let him do the main event scene. The kid's like 23.
Yeah, he's still
So,
really young. I did feel like in his match with Moxley, that man has put on a considerable amount of muscle mass between the last time I saw him and now. I do feel like that's had an adverse effect on his agility. On the upside, we've been talking about some people that are too small. This has definitely made him a little bit on the larger side, even though he is a bit
Short
vertically
stature.
challenged himself.
Yeah, but it was nice to see Moxley, but again, too back and forth, too long, too even, Steven. You're John fucking Moxley. He's Ace Austin, a guy that's not even on TV. I don't even know if he's on Ring of Honor. I'm guessing he has been.
Yeah, they did
So,
say that the announcers mentioned that he was on a roll in Ring of Honor.
okay. Well, yeah, so of course they bring him to AEW and he loses. That's what always happens. Idiocy. That is idiocy.
Yep, you
But
are not helping your own brand.
no.
Like, oh, all the ROH people lose on AEW TV, then I shouldn't watch ROH because they're all a bunch of fucking losers.
I mean, even NXT gets thrown a bone every once in a while. So,
Yeah,
but
they've gotten some wins.
I know we were all over with the show, but
No, I think that covered most of the content of
no.
AEW, unless
The opening match for this show was one of the best matches in AEW history. I'm not kidding. Rocky Romero and Kenny Omega. It was exactly what it should have been. Kenny Omega comes out, beats him up. Rocky has a spot here or two. Kenny Omega beats him up and wins. The end. 5 minutes. The end.
You are giving it too much credit. The official timekeeper, as far as I'm concerned, clocks in this match at 3:47.
Awesome. That makes it a five-star match in my eyes. 6 stars. Give it all the fucking stars you want. It's exactly what it should have been. And it had, they're doing a good job lately of cool camera angles, by the way. So, like when Rocky slid and did like the slide, and you see Omega in the background just charge in and give him a knee to the head. I'm like, that's cool. And then he picks him up, one wing angel, boom, done. We're out of here. Can we please make this a thing? Please make this a thing. Finally, been begging these guys forever. No 15-minute matches between Kenny Omega and Rocky Romero. Oh my, I turned to Lisa and go, that's the greatest match in AEW history. She's like, what? I was like, I've never seen a smarter match in this company's history. No one's talking about this. For 88 years, however long the show's been on, everything's been a 15-minute back and forth match. And they finally were like, screw this. Like, God bless.
They've done the occasional squash match, but it's this type of match that has been infuriatingly 50-50. Like you said, like this is the typical kind of match where you're like, Oh, this is just, oh, they're gonna have a 50-50 because Rocky's a good buddy and they go way back. And it's just
Exactly.
like, and yeah, like you could tell that kind of thing definitely could have happened, but they didn't,
Yeah.
much to their credit. Like you said, like, I mean, they gave Rocky a little bit of an out for showboating too much, but still, you got beaten
Three and a half minutes later.
347.
Yeah. So I was so happy. I was so happy.
He just got his ass handed to him, and like you said, like, just it genuinely, that kind of match does not happen enough for some
No.
of the Kenny Omegas, or even like you said, John Moxley. Like, it does not happen enough for those type of guys
Yeah, it just does not. No.
when they're taking on some lesser talents.
Yeah.
And under 10 minutes for Ace Austin, just under 10 minutes.
That seemed way longer than that, to be honest.
I
I
think
guess
it
just
did only get one commercial break, so that makes
I
some
oh
sense.
jeez. That match gets a, you know what I mean? That match gets a commercial break? Like, what are we doing? So anyways,
Yeah,
but
it probably did not need a commercial
and we're
break.
also in a weird
It's tough.
spot where like the Death Riders, like Moxley's the face of the group. Everyone else is a heel. It's weird.
I thought that it felt like for a while there that John Moxley was going to get a boot out of the group. Now I am questioning that stance,
Yeah.
because it seems like everyone's on board for whatever reason. Like you said, like none of them have turned babyface. What's his name? Wheeler Yuta even had a heel segment
Yeah.
with Marina
Yes.
Shafir on the show against Toni Storm and Citrus Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was fine with it. It's like this is the problematic stuff with AEW. So they had that spot where her and Orange Cassidy did that dance in the ring, right? Cool, cool moment, whatever else. So they have this heated thing, and also what do? The goofy ass shimmy dance bat. I'm like,
they
I hope
danced
Marina Shafir kills both of you. You
the
know, like just
they danced out of the
yeah,
scene
it
there.
was so dumb. So yeah, but
It felt a little more forced that time than
it did
the
that
other time.
absolutely was. Yeah, it's like, oh, everyone loved it the first time. Everyone loves the sequel. So yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that part was recorded. No one loves a sequel.
Yeah.
It is far and few between.
Yes. Yeah, no. But I thought AEW was the show itself was average again. But
Oh, yeah.
I took out good pieces of it for a change. I didn't dislike the show. Like sometimes it's an average show and I'm like, oh, why, like it was pointless. I
Oh,
thought this
yeah.
week it was an average show, but some good stuff that made up for it. There was more bad to make up. I'm sorry. There's more. See, you say it. Oh, actually, I was getting ready for NXT, which we're not talking about for a long time. I'm not losing my mind at this time of night. But AEW had more good
Yeah,
stuff than bad. So.
I might give AEW, I think I've been calling it a six. I might give it a 6.5 or a 7 for this one. You know,
I'd
like
say it was six
it,
for me. Yeah.
you know, slight, maybe slightly on the slightly better side of that this week. Yeah, still overall like not fantastic. Don't really need to talk about the opening segment, quite frankly, because whatever, Vanity Project attacks Joe Hendry.
No, Kevin, they didn't. You can't prove they did. That was the whole crux of this fucking nonsense. This is the dumbest shit. I went off on this on Tuesday. I am more than happy to talk about it again. What? So, why isn't Ethan Page in the ladder match?
Because he's North American champion
Okay.
there.
So these three stiffs who are nothing. They may have beat up Joe Hendry, right? So they clearly interfere in the match later. And that guy was supposed to take on Joe Hendry. Yeah, that guy. I don't know his name. Why should we? None of us watch Evolve. So Ava confronts
Oh,
him
is that Sean
backstage.
Cassidy?
I don't know. I truly don't know. Because that's how much it doesn't matter. Like, these guys, like, this show, I was telling Chris, like, I don't know what's going on. The women clearly are overseas, which was a big part of it later. But these guys, like, just sticking with this Ava stuff.
The women are overseas.
Saul's got to be overseas because she wasn't there. JC Jane wasn't there. Lola Vice wasn't there. Yeah. Now that
I
doesn't mean
got
they
you. I
aren't
got
good,
you.
they
Got you.
can't fly some of the ones over, but it's very clear who was not there. But
Yeah, and they did. I kind of forgot. Sol Ruka, they're like, I don't. Zarya's like, I don't know where she is.
yeah.
I'm like, you know exact. Everyone knows exactly where she. Like, I don't know why I didn't put two and two
Yeah.
together, quite frankly, but
But
it's pretty obvious at this point.
So, but to go back to this,
Yeah.
the whole point
So yeah,
was,
it has been a lot of men heavy shows here,
yeah, it has been bad.
recently.
It's been bad. So these kids beat up Joe Hendry, interfere in the tag team match for some reason, and then they're backstage, Ava gets on them. And she goes, well, you beat up. You can't prove that. She's like, no, I can't. But you did interfere in the tag team match. You can't prove that. Yeah, it's on tape. It's like, oh, yeah, that's true. She goes, so, with Joe not medically cleared yet, well, yeah, I guess you're going to be in the ladder match. What? Well, he. I'm not going to do it. The entire reason Ethan Page was not allowed, and don't you dare say what I think you're going to say, was not allowed in the ladder matches, she doesn't want double champions. This guy is the Evolved champion. That makes him
A double
possibly
champion.
a double fucking champion. It makes no goddamn sense. On top of the fact, or with this fact, he took out Joe Hendry with his buddies. Why are you rewarding this behavior when you had Tony D'Angelo arrested last week for interfering in matches? Oh, and by the way, bailed him out, said NXT needs you, then says, hey, Joe, don't interfere in the ladder match next week. Not Joe, excuse me, Tony, don't interfere in the ladder match next week. Tony just looks at her and walks off. Do you remember when NXT used to be goofy fun? We had a school. We had a mobsters. We had the Latino gang, whatever they were. I mean,
Yeah.
you had all this stuff. And
Yeah.
this is the goddamn nonsense we're left with. I can't. I'm starting to lose my mind, dude. They got to do something. Just make it all women. Make it all women. Put all the men on Evolve so I don't have to see this stuff. I know in a year now, maybe it'll be better. But it's not right now.
Yeah, it is it's a little bit rough because yeah, like Dark State kind of being a thing again is weird because I feel like they had taken a break yet again off of TV. Like if they're in TNA, whatever, but again, like that kind of causes a problem, you know.
Well, they're the tag champs. They
The
got to be on TV now.
Well, yeah, that's it. But they weren't for a little while, or they were just doing backstage segments, and it's just
Oh, you
like
mean the
you at least.
carefully crafted ones where one guy talks while the other guy's stirring in the background? And then they go, yeah, you know what we're going to do? Yeah, I'll tell you what we're going to do. And the guy backs off. I'm like, this is like boy band shit. It's so un. I'm like, get Jeremy Borash back in NXT. Get him out of Mexico with The Undertaker. Get him back in NXT. Fix this shit. Oh.
Yeah, 'cause
NXT needs you, Tony. Shut up. Tony should be on the main roster already. Oh, and did you notice Tony doesn't have his accent anymore?
he kind of had something going on there.
Not as much as it was, because he's the new Tony D'Angelo. Because I shaved
Yeah.
the side of my head and grew a beard. And they ripped all my charisma out by not letting me talk. Oh, what happened to this show? It used to be so fun. Oh. Yeah. I actually enjoyed Nikita Lyons being a weirdo. I was like, that harkens
well,
back to the old days.
that was one where I'm like, oh, is Nikita Lyons finally going to get a chance again now that we've had a couple of women graduate off the roster here? She has been
Nope.
in the women's limbo. I wasn't surprised that she lost. Doesn't mean that she can't work her way up. But we shall see
Yeah, I
on
know
that front.
she trimmed up too. Like, she's still thick, as she's still thick all over, but you can see everywhere. It's like I looked up an old picture of her. She's gotten in better shape now. So, which will only help her if she stays. And then it was nice seeing Miss Parker back, and you know exactly what I mean. So,
Yeah, then we got
I.
do you really want to skip that much? We're not.
Lexus King versus, what's his name? I
I was
forget.
gonna.
Tavion Heights. And Lexus King wins, which was a feud before that Lexus King lost. So, what are we doing?
Yeah, that's one where I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, I know, because was there a ball shot in that one too?
No, that was just interference by Stax and Ariana Grace.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
they just came out. Which I like their coupling. I know they're like a real life couple, but I think that's a fun coupling. And they're on TNA. They're pretty good over there too. So maybe Stax has some life in him.
Yeah, he's one where I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, as far as I'm still concerned, you have a little bit of a low ceiling.
Right, yeah.
Like, if you stick around, I wouldn't be terribly surprised, but also not ever expecting you to be a major player.
Yeah. And then we have what, Keanu, is it Keanu Carver? Right?
Because the Dion Lennox versus Miles Bourne was one of
Yeah.
the qualifier
Miles Bourne's
matches
an
that
idiot. Gets
yeah,
handed a
Miles.
belt. The referee takes the belt away from him. He goes, "What are you taking the belt away from me for?" Well, what do you fucking think? And then gets pinned. Idiot.
The blabbering D'Angelo segment, Lexus King. Zarya just being bitchy.
Okay. Listen, I'm all about Zarya. So if this means she's finally going to be like the killer that they were trying to portray her to be, what, a year or 2 years ago, I'm all for it.
It's been a long time now.
That
Again,
thick little monster needs to run free, dude. I am all about Zarya. So,
she came in with Stephanie Vicara and Julia.
yeah, that's
Or
right. Yes.
within weeks of them.
Yeah.
And she obviously has been down there much longer. I do think that they have slowly gotten her over, so
Yeah, I think she's where she needs to be right now. So it's like,
yeah.
it's the bump up. But of course, it's the women. So, yeah. You
Yeah,
know?
Shawn Michaels seemingly knows how to book for the women, but just goes off the rails when the men are involved for some
Unless they
reason.
know the
Like,
talent deficiency they have with the men, and there's like, we're making do as best as we can. So,
yeah, but then Keanu Carver versus Andre Chase
okay,
for
that's
the
what I'm talking
ladder
about.
match. Andre Chase just gets beat to pulp. Is that the last we see of Andre Chase on WWE TV, sir?
I don't know. It seems like it, but it's been like he keeps getting, he's like the sympathetic guy, just keeps getting beat up. I get the feeling he's one of the trainers, and that's why he's in there with these guys. He's got the two young
No.
dudes, he's got this guy. So I get the feeling that's what he's doing there, which is, you know, the Harlan Bravado is good. He always was. He just has, you know, they blew it with Chase U. They
Oh.
had something. Like, Duke Hudson, you know, all of them. They had something. And
Yeah,
I was,
they blew it up, and it's
yeah.
non-existent, and no one's recovered from it. Well, Thea Hale did, I suppose, but
Finally, she's finally starting to recover, but she disappeared for the longest time, you know?
it took her a long time to
Yeah.
recover.
Yeah. But then we had the big standoff at the end with the ladders, and Joe Hendry comes out. Cool.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna watch the show next week, obviously. And I
Oh.
like in these sort of situations, I really enjoy being proven wrong. But man, unless this is a long game, this is gonna be tough watching for a while. Especially if they do
Oh.
call-ups or whatever else. I mean,
Well, and even some of the women that didn't get called up, you just wonder if they're going to let them cook down there for an entire year, you know, because I mean, you just mentioned, you know, is Sol Ruka really going to be down there for another entire year?
yeah, or JC.
Is
Yeah.
JC Jane going to be down there for an entire year? Like, so yeah, like it's kind of like, ooh man, maybe they are actually going to be kind of men heavy for at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Although they just seemingly have a never-ending crop of women that keep on
Yeah.
popping up
Yeah, because
for
Kendall
whatever
Gray wasn't
reason.
even on TV this week.
She just had one little segment, I
Yeah.
think, with Ren Sinclair,
Yeah.
but that was about it.
Now the
Because
one thing, oh, go ahead,
yeah,
sorry.
they got oh yeah, because they got bumped when Charlie got approached by the Band of Freaks, and I'm like, yeah, you guys do kind of belong together, actually.
The
Like,
one thing
yeah,
I'm,
you guys are all outcasts. Like,
yeah.
the Ren QCC can be its own thing, quite frankly.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun too.
Yep,
But
as much as I like Ren and Charlie Dempsey playing off of each other, they don't need each other either.
The one thing I'm hoping to see, because the Zarya Saul thing has to blow up eventually. And after her
Oh.
attacking Thea this week, it seems like, all right, she's on monster mode. I was kind of hoping
Yeah.
Zarya would be in the Royal Rumble because, you know, Saul's going to be in it, obviously. And
Right.
I was kind of hoping they'd both be in and Saul would, like, kind of cost Zarya somehow. Like, they're both trying to
Uh-oh.
knock someone over and she gets knocked over. And she, like, looks at Saul and that's, like, the trigger. And Tuesday, Zarya destroys her. Like, finally get this thing going.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, they've only been teasing it for like 9 months now.
Yeah. And especially with her going, I don't know where she is. Like, okay. So, but
Yeah, she's on a plane over to Saudi Arabia is where she at right now.
yeah. She's trying to find actual clothes to wear because, you know, her outfits are pretty small. So it's, I did see a funny meme about the Royal Rumble, that all the women, it's going to look like a bunch of Power Rangers fighting. And I was like, you know, that's not that far from being accurate.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that is a true statement. It's going to be interesting. I mean, the ladies always seem to bring their own fashion sense to those outfits, but also they're all going to be completely covered.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of
Yeah.
makes them somewhat uniform nonetheless.
What a weird culture. I'll say it. Like,
Yeah.
you know, guys can be
Yeah.
out there in their skivvies, and then you're gonna be like, no, the women gotta cover up. What? What's the matter with you guys? Like,
Yep.
are you men or
Yep.
not?
Got no inkling to go travel over to Saudi Arabia just 'cause
No.
of all the places that the WWE goes, Saudi Arabia not on the list. I think I've discussed that part before. And neither is Perth, Australia. No, you can. That is entirely too far. If I
Oh,
go
I
to
was like, what's wrong with
Australia,
Perth?
it's on the west side of the island. Like, if I'm flying there, I'm only taking 24 hours or whatever to get the east side where Sydney and everything important is.
He's just dogged the entire other side of Australia. What a weird
Yep.
feud that is. But
Yeah,
yeah.
all the English jailbirds originally settled over on the eastern side of the island for whatever reason. I don't know. Look it up in the history books. I
Is
haven't
it
really
closer to New
studied
Zealand?
that much.
That why?
It is closer to New Zealand.
Yeah, that's probably why then. So, yeah.
I think there's more vegetation on that side of the island also, if I'm not mistaken. I
Oh,
know a little bit
bunch
about
of
the ecology, but not that much.
convict farmers, huh?
Oh,
No, so I guess we need to talk about the Rumble before we go. I'm looking forward to this.
it is still like I can't believe that we're here. I suppose since I skipped the Tuesday show, Chris and I had kind of been talking about it. Like I've got nothing for either winner. You know,
Oh,
like
yeah.
I have no idea who the men's winner is going to be. I have no idea who the women's winner is going to be. Like, I feel like we've normally had some type of indicators where you're like, oh, yeah, it's probably like one of these five people. You know, I mean, I still don't think that the net's all that wide, but they could still pull out a surprise if they wanted to.
I think
I don't
both of
know
them are
who
actually
that
wide
surprise
open.
is necessarily, but.
Yeah, it's funny because it's like we were talking about a little bit Tuesday, and when the like you know Jay was a big surprise last year, but it really wasn't like Jay won, but did he? Because John Cena was still the main event, you know, like they were the opening match. So, you know,
Oh yeah, and he's back in a tag team.
but
A
no.
very popular tag team, and I'm sure he's making a shit ton of money, but he's still back in a
Yeah,
tag
but it
team.
was more for the fact that like, you know, the last like real out of the blue winner was kind of Drew when they beat for COVID. Everyone else kind of made sense, you know? Or you could see it coming. But yeah, like this year, yeah, I mean, for the men especially, like I apparently the planned main events were scrapped for WrestleMania because it was supposed to be Cody Roman again. God damn. Thank God that's
Oh,
not it.
yeah, whoever thought that was a good idea is not a good idea person.
Honestly, if Braun Breaker won, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, he would definitely be on the short list of to me, if there is a list of possible winners, he's definitely on it.
I don't want
You
Roman
know?
winning. I don't want Cody winning. I don't want Seth or Punk winning. Just
Oh.
none of those guys.
Well, Punk
And
shouldn't be in the match, right?
oh,
Since
that's
he's
true. Yes,
champion right now.
excuse me. Yes.
So,
Which I always
because.
thought, like, if you lose your match on the card, or if you're in a match, why wouldn't you be in the Rumble? You know, it's like gotta take a chance. Now they used to do that. So
Yeah, they've generally, for whatever reason, have steered away from that recently here.
yeah, I mean, famously when Daniel Bryan was not number 30 and poor Ray got booed. But yeah, like the Rumble matches themselves, I really have no clue. The women can be anybody. Although WWE sometimes leans into giving stuff away. And I don't, we talk about this. I know no spoilers. I don't know anyone who's supposed to be in this, anyone that's rumored, nothing. But Bianca Belair has been gone forever. And I hope that means she's okay by now. So a return by her in the match, I could definitely see, but not winning. Like she won hers and
Yeah, she has a built-in feud if she needs it. Like she doesn't need the Rumble to, you know, to get a match at WrestleMania.
I mean,
Like
we've turned Jade. So why not? Let's go.
That story is just sitting right there. Does not need a Rumble win.
I'm going to say an unpopular opinion. There's never been a women's match to end WrestleMania. The new two-night format, right? Well,
No.
Rhea, Io, and Bianca tore it down last year. I am all for that main eventing one of the nights. Give these women their due. Although Bianca's probably like, I've been out since then, so maybe I don't want to do that. But if they ran back any sort of combination of that, if one of them happens to win, I'm all for it. I am all for it. I'll be more than happy to stay there and watch
I
that.
don't know. I'd be surprised if Rhea or Io wins, honestly, this year, just because the tag team thing seems to be running fairly hot in that department. But I mean, you can never rule them out either, though. Just, I mean, they're
Right.
two of the biggest stars in the division, so I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. But
Okay.
yeah, I mean, that women's field is it's wild. It's out there. I
Yeah.
don't
And we've
I
never
really
had a
don't
repeat
know.
winner. So Charlotte last year, which should not have happened.
Oof,
Then
that
Bailey,
went over like
Rhea.
a lead balloon.
Yeah. Well, because they handled her return so poorly. God, that needs to be studied. But
Oh
yeah.
yeah, I wasn't part of that on Unreal, and it's just like you guys are putting this on Netflix. I don't believe, as the king was wont to say, I wouldn't believe you if your tongue were notarized.
I've never heard of that before.
The king used to say that all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think he's more famous for being like puppies and whatever else. An entire career of being a wrestler in that, and like that's his big thing, is being a horn dog during the Attitude Era. It's pretty crazy. But
Yeah, well, when you're a horn dog for 20 some odd years,
well, after you're a horn dog in your real life too. So not that there's anything wrong with
it
that, as long as you're doing it legally. But yeah.
does
But like all the big women have won this so far. Asuka, Becky Lynch, Charlotte. Oh, Charlotte's won it twice. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Bianca, Ronda Rousey, Rhea Ripley, and Bayley. So all the horsewomen have won it. Bianca's won it, Rhea's won it. Like of the women, I mean like Tiffany Stratton's still out there. I'm guessing she's getting ready to come back.
Oh, yeah, I would think she'd be back for this match.
Yeah, but
I suppose she could win it.
so there's so many
But
people.
again, I still think it's kind of wide open for the women. Like
I wish they just let
I don't
Chelsea
have a
win.
good I don't have a good prediction.
No.
That would be awesome. If Chelsea Green won is yeah, that should be in that shit would be entertaining.
So I was watching
And we all know
today.
that she can wrestle, so.
Yeah. But I was watching today the women were watching the Women's Royal Rumble from last year. And I forgot about that part where it was Bianca, Naomi, Nia Jax, and Lash Legend. And they're all like, they're all vibing together, all the black women in the match. And then fucking Chelsea dances in the middle of them. That was so funny. And it was even funnier here. And like Chelsea Green was talking about it. And so we're and then like in a separate part, Nia and Lash were talking about it too. And they were all just laughing about it. Like this was so funny. And Chelsea said, "You know how many Twitter messages I got saying I was welcome to the cookout?" Like it was so great. Like it was a fun moment. And it's like so I don't know. Like Nia Jax winning wouldn't surprise me. It's just kind of an I just I'm coming up with like out of the blue ones or out of the left field.
Well,
But
and it is almost one of those ones where, I mean, I guess I kind of referenced it with Rhea and Io, where one of the tag teams might end up, breaking up after this, or,
yeah.
amicably separating, because it's just like, hey, dog, sorry, I got a shot at the championship, and I can't be running after both titles here. Which again, like I do think would help in some ways, because sometimes they need bodies in the singles division, whether it's for Becky Lynch or for Stephanie Vaquer. So one of these tag teams breaking up is not the worst thing to have happen.
I mean, you got Liv, like anyone in the Judgment Day, all it's nice. I like when you can't tell what's gonna happen. I mean, even going to the men, it's like I guess my only asks are like the big guys don't win. You know, have like do something else. I saw I was watching the one with the men, and they were talking, and I forgot that Sam, not Sammy, Roman Reigns and Jakob Fatu, like had a stare down, and they never touched. And it's like, oh my
Uh-oh.
God, that's right. And I'm like, hey, can we get to that this year? Like preferably night two, that'd be pretty cool. It's like, you know, they got to start doing something because their upper echelon's a little old, and you know Roman doesn't show up all the time, you know. So,
Yeah, I think he's showing up in Saudi, though,
oh yeah,
so.
they already said he is. He just declared. He's already said he's in it. So,
Oh.
but it's
Okay,
like,
since
yeah.
we don't have any predictions. Do we have anything else?
Well, I mean, we got AJ and Gunther. What's the other? There's the other Drew and Sammy, which is like the popular opinion is Sammy may actually beat Drew in Saudi Arabia for the pop. I don't know about that.
You know, it's one of those I wouldn't mind a couple of shorter reigns. I don't know if it'll happen. It seems weird, you know, doing the and I feel like this happened in AEW, doing the back-to-back, hey, it's like championship or bust kind of situation. And it's just like it's weird where Drew needed to win that championship.
He had to.
You know, like he just had gotten to the point where that character, as well as resilient as it had been to losses in big matches, and I guess he did win the one match, but what had the 5 minute title reign or whatever. You know, he needed to have a real proper title reign, and it's just like, yeah, like he needed to win. And I kind of feel like Sammy's in that spot too, where like if you don't make him right now, like what are we doing? You know, like they have made a lot out of him winning this championship for more than a year at this point. And it's, oh yeah, like I just feel like it's shit or get off the pot time. You know, like if it doesn't happen, I won't be that offended, but also like that's the end for Sam, you know, for Sammy winning a championship. Like I just don't think it happens if it doesn't happen
Well,
in
he's
this matchup.
actually the number three betting odds for winning the Royal Rumble. Yes, Sami Zayn.
Huh.
Even though he has the title match. So I thought that was interesting too. Like, what are the bettors know we don't? Like,
It's you know, he really could be I guess beside Braun Breaker, that's another way to get him another championship match.
it's also if the men's is always last, that would be a
Yeah.
way for that crowd to go crazy at the end, guaranteed to go crazy at the end. If Sammy somehow loses to Drew, right? And then wins the Royal Rumble, that crowd will go bananas. And that would be just an insane way to end the show. And it also would be like, Drew would be like, what? Like, I already beat
Yeah,
him. He's never beaten me. And then take it to WrestleMania. It's, you
oh.
know, it's not a new match, but it's a new look for a match with a new stipulation. So if it happens, great. I'm not going to complain as long as the Rumble's entertaining. I'm not one of the ones that sits
Oh.
there and analyzes it and goes, well, you know, they didn't break it off. Like, shut up. Just watch. You know?
I mean, I guess that's what's going to be interesting here. Like you said, because both of them are wide open, I'm definitely going in with into it with the mindset of, hey, just entertain me. Like, sure. Like, pick a winner, let's roll with it. For the most part, I would not really mind if they decided to go with a new name here, should they want to go that route. So,
And then I'm guessing this is it for AJ. I have you seen the memes and like the Instagram stuff or Reddit where it's like, you know, we've been watching the AJ Styles retirement tour. We just didn't know it. He's been telling us the whole time.
I mean, he has been telling us the whole time.
But I mean, going all the way back to last year when he said, yeah, I'm probably going to retire in 26. And then look at all the people he's wrestled. This is his tour. And I most of the time I'm like, oh yeah, it's a little bit of a stretch. But yeah, it really has been. It's pretty crazy.
I don't know. That's another one where it's just like we literally just retired John Cena. It would be wild if he ends up leaving. In January. Like, 'cause I mean, they're even saying on TV quite frequently, which is what is throwing me off the scent the most about that matchup. Is they just keep they're like, oh, AJ intended to wrestle the whole year. Like they have definitely hammered home that point.
Yeah, and that's why I kind of like it. It really, like, you know, it's always better when we don't know, when you can't figure it out. And this is definitely one, because, yeah, isn't it kind of, wouldn't it be kind of odd? It's January. It's not, well, I guess it'll be February when this happens, right? No, it'll still be January, right?
Yeah, still be January.
Yeah, well, so it'll be in January of 2026.
Barely, but still in January.
And AJ Styles done for the year. That's
Hey,
crazy.
yeah, it would be really wild
Yeah.
if
And,
that ends up being the case.
but it's like, are we just, I mean, not getting worked? Like, this is wrestling. We're always getting worked. So at least we're always supposed to be getting worked, right? And he's like, yeah, it's so hard to get going in the morning. It's hard to do this, you know, cool down. He's been talking about how physically taxing it is, how people don't see what he's been going through. And it's like, man, they're playing this perfectly. And then Gunther, they've now what they trademark what career the career killer. So it's like
They're
all
rolling
the
with that.
signs are right there. Which if Gunther
Oh.
loses, okay, but if Gunther loses, it just takes the steam out of the whole gimmick, unless it's like a fluke, right? Like some weird small package pin out of nowhere. And or the referee messes something up, and that's how.
Oh, how AJ gets the win. Yeah, there are a couple of narrow avenues to get out of it without Gunther looking too bad in the situation.
But it just seems.
But that would even be wild though if AJ just barely gets out of it, Gunther complains, and then he still retires him in like February or something like that,
I'd say WrestleMania,
or
you know,
WrestleMania.
and then we get to our AJ WrestleMania retirement. But 10 years, he debuted at the Royal Rumble 10 years ago. So it's like these dicks are playing it perfect. Well, you know, whatever. They're playing it perfectly. They're not like for every I guess there's like such an ingratiated part of it's like it's an ingratiated part of everyone's psyche now that they got to know what's going on, or they got to figure out what's going on. And in this case, you can't. Like, this whole show really is a case of what's going to happen. And it's
Oh.
pretty refreshing. I mean, even like people returning at the Rumble, guest appearances, any of that stuff. Okay, I mean, I guess, oh,
Yeah.
I guess
It's
Finn
been
could win
pre
the Royal Rumble.
it's it, it it's definitely been pretty under wraps.
Yeah, and
You
good.
know,
Good.
any of the possible surprises, 'cause I mean, I feel like Jericho's still floating out there, right? Like, is a
Oh, I forgot about him.
possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I know I mentioned him earlier, Will Hobbs is on the list of possibilities. And then, yeah, I do think that it's a little more clear, like you said, like the women that were like, hey, where is this woman on NXT? Like, I think those ones are a little more obvious, but
Oh yeah.
also they probably would have been there anyway. So, I mean,
Yeah. Well,
whatever.
even Kendall Gray could be there too. She just had a backstage. That could have been recorded.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
no, was that show wasn't live, was it? NXT?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know either. But like for me, it's like I have one of the old Royal Rumbles on the background. And the fucking head shrinkers just came out. And I forgot Asuka would just grab him by the hair and run to
Yeah,
the ring.
aired live is
Okay.
what the
I
report
mean, you can still take a
said.
jet over there. But it's like, if anybody that
Yeah.
deserves, like, why isn't Ethan Page? Like, I would think he'd show up. You know, it maybe it'd be different if it was the States, but it's like, if anyone deserves that rub or something, it's him. That guy's been carrying himself like an absolute professional.
Oh, yeah.
So just an appearance, not win, just an appearance. And then
Oh, yeah.
the sentimental favorite for me to appear. Mr. Iguana. Come on. Come on.
Nah.
You gotta have him in there. You have to. So, how awesome would that be? Just, but there's no other goofy people though, right? Like, we've really gotten away from like some of the comedy stuff. So,
Yeah, there's definitely a little less comedy these days. You know, there's kind of the stuff like Chelsea Green and whatnot, but I don't feel like the men are too terribly comedic.
yeah, because even like R-Truth has been missing again. So,
Yeah, he's made the rare appearance here and there.
yeah. Yeah, there's only four matches on this card.
Yeah,
So,
sounds about right.
yeah.
Sounds
The
like a
kid,
Royal
the.
Rumble.
Yeah, because both of those can be over an hour. And it gives
Yep.
you. Yeah. But, oh, I'm guessing. Oh, Obafemi will be in it. I think they've already said he's in it. And then
Oh.
I guess the possibility of Seth coming back already, maybe. And maybe that's the whole thing with Adam Pearce. We talked about a little bit Tuesday. Adam Pearce knows Seth is going to be in it. And he also knows Roman's in it, who doesn't like Paul Heyman's guys. So it's like, yeah, you guys can all be in it, but these guys are going to take you out. Like he has his plan for it, which is why he didn't elaborate. Which is why I try to pause now without going, this is stupid. Unless it's just plainly stupid, like NXT. But yeah, for the women, Naomi's not coming back anytime soon.
No.
Yeah, so what, Bianca? Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah, and
Mickie
I mean,
James, Saul.
yeah.
Who else could, like, well, Trish always seems to be in it. Trish retired, and she's been more active now than she has been in like since she retired. So, because that works. But
Pretty
yeah, just
much.
trying to like play some. But yeah, but I did forget about Jericho. So,
Yeah, I mean that's they still kind of have a short-ish at least for right now list of
yeah.
surprises, but
I'm sure there'll be something we haven't like. I guess they signed some Saudi Arabian wrestler, so I'm guessing he'll be in it.
Oh,
You know,
sure.
yeah.
Why not?
So, well, Mansoor, remember, didn't Mansoor win something?
Why are we talking about Mansoor right now?
Well, he's part of MXM, right? Is that what they call themselves?
Sure.
Hey, they're making something of themselves. I mean,
I
money wise,
guess.
money
I
wise, they're
don't.
making
Yeah,
something.
I was going to say, I don't remember the last
I
time I saw them
guess.
on TV.
I like when you do the little subtle shit. I guess. Like, yeah, well. That's such a deep
Maybe
burn. Whatever.
they were on Collision sometime recently that I haven't watched.
No, they're on Ring of Honor.
Oh, well, then they're not on TV,
I
so.
mean, well, no, but they're getting paid, you know? So.
Yep. Hey, if you're making a good living, tip of the hat to you.
Yes, as long as you like your living. So. All right.
Belt Time Beer, Decipher Brewing, out of Charlottesville, Virginia, 5.5% alcohol, 39 IBUs. It's just there a pale ale that's called What's Your Solution? Very good small brewery there in Charlottesville that I've stopped in at once, but got a nice selection of beers. They've all been of very good quality. So should one find themselves in the eastern part of Virginia, stop on in to Decipher Brewing. So Belt Time Beer suggestion from at DeFrango11. He is at Granny May's. The brand is at Stunt Granny. And this was a Stunt Granny Audio 1100 and is it 29?
Nine. Yeah.
Yep. And yeah, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Where's the plus sign on a goddamn keyboard? Oh, there it is. All right. There we go. There. Oh, later, gang.